This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hi, this is Aja, and you're listening to Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande, you're listening to
That's right, you're on Mad Wednesdays, and I'm no longer alone. I can hear you all celebrating. Yay. Because it has absolutely been an hour and 20 minutes of me interviewing people galore. But have no fear, Michael is here. Woo! Oh, Michael, now, you say that your tram was derailed or diverted, something with a D. But I'm looking at our traffic reports and everything seems to be running smoothly. So well, what lie are you telling me?
They're running smoothly now, but my tram that I definitely needed to be here to be on time they were all going to be diverted down a different rail because it was an unwell passenger. And then literally the lights, because the traffic is so bad in Melbourne, the lights took so long to change. They were like, actually, it's all clear now because we've been waiting here for so long in traffic. So then I ended up coming.
So it all worked out fine in the end.
It worked out fine in the end. I was just very late.
There's that nightmare when something goes wrong on a train. Like, you don't think they could be diverted as much as they seem to always be.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of a diverted train or a tram or a whatever. And when you're sitting there and you're just like, I could have literally walked there by now. And no one gives you any update. And you're like, why is nobody telling
you
what's going on?
You can't actually get off the tram. Yeah. So it just drives you a little crazy.
And then you go, I'm infuriated. I'm going to get off the tram. I'm going to walk. You get off and the door's closed and it drives off.
And then it goes away and you're like, this is the story.
Why is it happening to me?
There always seems to be a nugget of tram drama everywhere I go.
Yep. And I have the worst tram luck. I don't know whether everyone else has this, but I don't know whether it's like confirmation bias of myself, but whenever I go to the tram stop, say there's 14 trams I can take from that stop, mine will be the one that I need to take is always the one that's coming in like 14 minutes. It's never the one that arrives.
Yesterday, ever. I got to the tram stop and there was one tram 10 minutes away, one 11, one 12, and then one 26. And I was like, I don't understand. How is this physically possible? The tram arrived 3 minutes later, but I don't know what kind of maths these machines are using. It's all very confusing. You know what? And pretty soon, Nicholson Street's going to close. So there's going to be like a
drama conflama.
There's going to be tram drama left and right. I'm going to need to get a bus just to go around the corner. It's going to drive me crazy.
In fairness, I quite often take the bus, but you know what? You can always get a seat on the bus.
You can always get a seat, and buses are lovely.
Yeah, but everyone has bus stigma. Like, oh, I'm not taking the bus. It's like, all right, Mary, well, you can go down the St Kilda Road corridor and be jammed in like a sardine. I'm going to sit down and read my book.
We put all of this work into bus lanes, but we forget how advantageous they actually are.
Yep.
You get somewhere faster. Everything's much easier. You're right. You can always get a seat. But how can you figure out where and when the buses are? That's my problem. I know where tram stops are. I know where train stations are. But bus stops, no idea.
I don't know if you've heard of this thing called the internet, Dean, but it's been around for a while.
Look, I'm a little confused by it. I'm going to be honest. Is there a bus app? Do you reckon there's a bus app?
It's the same. It's the PTV app. The same one you use for trams and trains.
Oh, that one confuses me. The one with the dog?
No, that's Tram Tracker.
Oh, that's why I can't find my buses.
That's why you can't find your buses. You're looking in a very tram-specific app.
All right, and now I understand why I'm now completely you confused.
But we are very lucky. We do have trams. Sydney's still waiting for theirs. Like,
Did they just get one this week?
I think they just got one.
I saw, and it was all this excitement. It's like, congratulations, you've got one tram.
You've got one tram. Oh, poor Sydney.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, it will only run until the lights go out, and then you won't be able to go anywhere. I'm very excited, though. Sydney have put their bid in for World Pride.
I'm very keen for
which
this.
Which is really great, but I don't know how they're going to do. Have you ever been to a World Pride?
No.
I say World Pride's absolutely amazing, but the city doesn't sleep.
Sure, which terrifies me because I hate crowds.
It's that kind of insane. Like, it's just kind of, remember when AIDS 2014 was happening here?
Yeah.
And there were events going all night long and things happening. It was just spaces for people to be able to relax and chill because a lot of people were flying in from different countries and then going to bits of, you know, you're just getting your head around however you could. It's that kind of vibe, but on an even massiver scale.
Right.
Because massiver is totally massiver. A word.
It's totally a word
that we're going with.
Is it like White Night? How it's just...
It's like that, but...
Because that's my worst-case scenario.
Yeah, oh, no. It does drive me a little... there is a level of anxiety that comes with it, but it's like that. But how is a city that has the lockout law that it has going to make that work? So we need to get rid of that lockout law.
I mean, it's only in one specific part of the city, so hopefully we can... Everyone just party in Newtown, I think, would be the way to get around it.
There you go. Problem solved.
Yeah. Not Sydney won't have World Pride. Newtown can have World Pride.
I'm very here for it. I'm very here for it. Maybe not for the crowds. The crowds are a little less exciting.
Yeah, no. If there's like a 20-person max like capacity in a venue, that's where you're going
to
find
me. You do need a bit of room, yeah. And it drives me a little crazy when there is
I want room to put my drink down. I want to be able to get to the bar. I want to be able to leave.
I just want personal space.
I want if a fire starts to get out alive, you know, just to those
just things. A little bit basics. Of personal space. It's not too much to ask for, is it? I mean, we're not giving any to you on the airwaves, quite frankly. We're just jamming it in. Well, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Michael and Dean, but not that Michael. The Michael with the beard. The other one couldn't grow one.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.